51551 for your text. Now, one activity that boomed during lockdown is gardening. And RT are getting ready to film a new show called Ireland's Best Garden to try and capture some of the brilliance that happened all over the country as people had time to get out there and make their gardens beautiful. To tell us more, one of the judges and owner and creator of Huntingbrook Garden, Jimmy Blake, is on the line. How are you doing, Jimmy?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good to talk to you. I want to get down to Huntingbrook. I never knew it existed before your name was mentioned last week. It looks amazing.
Yeah, not far out of Dublin, near Blessington.
How many acres?
It's 20 acres, the whole place.
How many plants have you got?
Oh, jeez, I've never counted them, Ray. It's one of the largest collections now in Ireland, private collections anyway. There's a huge amount. Like, there's about 5 acres up around the house planted, and then there's a valley and meadows. And, yeah, it's been my passion all my life.
Like. Yeah. What's the difference between a horticulturist and a plant man?
A plant man.
But that's what you're described. You're described as a plant man, a plants man.
Plant men are usually nutcases. They're, right. You know, and you meet fellow nutcases all over the world.
So you're an obsessive, are you? You're
absolutely obsessive. You want to see the place at the moment. It's at the glass house about to burst.
And do you have a favourite, Jimmy?
Oh, Jesus. All sorts of plants, right? I mean, I'm very much into trees. I'm big into colour. Colour is a big thing for me.
Yeah.
What is favourite at the moment? Well, I'm about to do a huge display of dahlias in the garden for the summer for when we're open to the public. So that's a big obsession dahlias. At the moment.
Did you see that plant last week? People travelled from all over America to smell it. It smelt like a dead corpse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah,
very odd.
The big thing.
So Ireland's Best Gardens. So you're looking for people, and these are people who haven't had professional help.
Yeah, exactly. Just ordinary people doing really good jobs in their garden. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at 3 gardens each week. And it could be three coastal gardens, it could be 3 city gardens, 3 country gardens. And the three of us, we're not called judges now. We're experts. We're not right, experts. Sure. I don't know. We're
people who like gardens
and designers. So,
and these can be anything from a small garden in a suburb or to a big country garden or whatever you have.
Absolutely. And I suppose we want to have a good level of decent gardening going on in these gardens, and the gardens are going to, they're going to inspire and educate people. I suppose I'm coming more from the plant side of things. That's what I'd be looking for. I'd be looking for that, there's a good selection of plants, there's good combinations, that it's not just looking good on the day when we're there, that you can see that it's going to look good through the year as well.
And that's important, isn't it? So you need to plan that during winter something's happening as well.
Absolutely.
Gardening at animotv.ie. What's in it for the gardeners? If they want to show off their garden, firstly, okay.
They want to show off their garden. I mean, it's not a highly judged. We're not going to be really critical on the gardens. We're going to be there kind of to advise them as well, and maybe suggest different things they can do with their garden, different plants, design. Niall Maxwell and Ingrid Swan, they're with me as well on the programme. So they're very strong on the design. So and there will be a winner each week, all right. But we're not doing an overall winner. So
So it's a gentle programme.
It's supposed to be gentle,
And gardening is a gentle occupation, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I've watched a number of your videos, because you did loads of videos during lockdown, and you seem like a very centred person.
Yeah, I mean, I have to work hard at being centred.
But there's been a gardener and been out there all the time. That must help, does it?
Do you know what? It's the power of it during the last year, and I knew this for years, but for me, like, the business just took a belt last a year ago. And what we did was we literally started filming a whole year in the garden here. So we produced these 4 online courses. And it was lovely. I really enjoyed doing it. I suppose it was good practice now for doing the telly.
Yeah. Listen, we said you were coming on, and we know that you're willing to offer advice to our listeners, which is very generous of you. So we'll fly through these. Try and make your answers as succinct as possible. Succinct and informative, Jimmy, if you can. Okay.
So, okay.
Because we've loads to get through. That's the only reason I'm asking you to do that. Mary's been on. I hear you have a gardening expert coming on later. That'd be you, Jimmy. Could you please ask him if he knows where I could buy auricula plants? Is that how you pronounce it? Auricula plants or seeds? Many thanks, Mary.
Yeah, there's a website online called Barnhaven Primulus.
Right.
They sell seed of auriculas, so it's really good to grow them from seed. There's also a nursery up the north of Ireland called Peninsula Primulus. Peninsula Primulus would be good.
Okay, that's two options there for Mary. Looking for recommendation for native Irish climbing rose for behind a bench, please.
A native Irish climbing rose.
Yes.
I don't think there is a native actual climbing rose, but just go with one of the kind of more wild roses, you know, a dog rose or something like that.
Okay, that's done. Another Mary, very mature creeping wisteria on house, hasn't flowered this year or last year. What could be wrong? It hasn't been pruned.
Well, one thing is don't feed them. They don't want loads of food. They want plenty of light. And you do need to prune them just two times a year, in winter and in summer.
Okay.
The best thing is to look that up, because I could tell you now and it'll go out your head.
Yes, yes. That's good advice. Okay, so they need to be pruned and they don't like being fed.
Yeah.
Right, I'd love Jimmy's opinion on the best plants, flowers to plant in pots now for a bit of colour during the summer.
I mean, you know, there's so many. I suppose go with bigger plants, I always say. You putting in small plants in pots so often doesn't really work. Go with big, tall plants, you know, canna lilies, you know, big dahlias, you know, bananas, banana leaf, you know, the red leaf banana. If you put that in a pot with a load of manure that it's, you know, you're really feeding it, it turns into this big monster during the summer.
Right.
And it's spectacular. So the big plants
sounds
and good
great.
Big pots.
Sounds great, yeah. Bernie and Tip says, could Jimmy answer me why my hydrangea plant, if 10 years old, suddenly stopped flowering last year and this year, and the leaves are dying? Bernie and Tip.
The leaves are dying. It didn't enjoy the year of COVID. do you know what? They don't like being dry. They like to be fed. So you could put some manure around the base of it. They don't really like being dry. And we did have a few dry weeks before this.
Yes, we did. April was very dry, actually.
So food, manure, and make sure it has enough water.
Okay. Rose has been on your gardening queries. Could I ask what are the best plants to plant around a decking area in the middle of a lawn? Have one daughter terrified of bugs, etc. So need plants that won't attract too many flies or wasps.
Well, I'm looking out my window here and I'm looking down on well-behaved bamboos around my deck.
Right, okay.
And they do look nice with a deck.
Right, so bamboos. And there's another question, and we leave you with this one. Final question, and it's on bamboos. I had miniature bamboos planted in a raised wall for the past 4 years, but this year they went all gold colour and unhealthy looking. We took some out and put them in pots and are hoping they'll improve. Have you any advice, Anne?
Yeah, they run out of steam. They're probably in. They don't have enough food in there. They don't have enough water. They were never going to last forever in that situation.
Okay.
You know, you see them outside restaurants and pots, and the poor things are starving and wanting to get out.
Right. So take them out of the pots and plant them in the ground. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, Jimmy. I'm looking forward to the program. I'll give them that address again: gardening@animotv.ie. And I'm sure we will chat again. And can't wait to get down to Huntingbrook.
Yeah.
When are you open?
We're open every Wednesday to Saturday now, till the end of the summer, till the end of September.
Brilliant. Okay, thanks, Jimmy.
All right,
good
Ray,
luck. See you. Bye. That's Jimmy Blake there. Huntingbrook Gardens down in Wicklow. And if you put it into Google, you'll find out where they are.